This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard something yesterday that we cannot ignore. Colin Cowherd of Fox Sports says that he has heard that Rodgers does not want to sign with the Steelers until after the schedule release, and he wants to see how many primetime games the Steelers are playing. And if they're playing a bunch of 1 p.m. games, then he'll sign here. If they're playing a bunch of primetime games, he will not. Couple of things. Number one, they're going to play 5 primetime games no matter what, always, because they're the Pittsburgh damn Steelers. That's a fact. Doesn't matter if it's Duck Hodges, doesn't matter if it's Mason Rudolph, they are going to play with Mitch Trubisky or Mason Rudolph or whomever 5 primetime games.
They're going to play 2 Monday nights, a Thursday night, and 2 Sunday nights.
Yep, and then they'll have the potential to get flexed into those 425 windows and sometimes on holidays as well. So, sorry, Rodgers, if that's really what you want, you're going to be upset because you're going to be playing. It can't be. If it is, I'll be clear on this.
It's a multiple-time NFL MVP.
Listen, I agree. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
It's a terrible take.
I don't think it's a take. I think it's a source to Cowherd. At least that's what he claims.
Yeah, claims.
I'm just saying, if that's really what Rodgers is waiting on.
Guess what? He does want to play primetime games?
Then you don't sign him. Then you say thanks, but no thanks.
How many primetime games do they play with the Jets?
He doesn't want to play primetime
games. How many primetime games did they have last year with the Jets?
A lot. Two?
They had one against the Steelers, right?
I think they had 5. I think they had the max.
Wherever he goes, they're going to have primetime games. So they don't play then, if that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. If my man is like, I can't stay up past my bedtime, okay, then you ain't my quarterback. What, because you got to hit the early bird special, at 5 p.m.? Get down to Denny's? Get yourself a Moons over my hammy? Get the hell out of here.
I thought he liked the dark.
He doesn't want the bright lights. You know what? Him and Art can bond over this because the Steelers hate the primetime Monday night games. They don't like it because it's too loud on the North Shore, and we are a goofy town, and fans are going to leave early because they're going to beat traffic and the attendance is going to be down a little bit. They don't like the primetime games. So he and Art can bond over that. But this just in, they're getting a bunch of primetime games.
Yes.
Old ass man don't want to stay up till midnight. Don't want to take a shower and then drive home through the traffic, get home at 1 a.m., where his girlfriend's eating clay.
Girlfriend or wife?
That's a good question.
Personal.
He's got the ring.
Personal.
I would say that there is less than 10% chance that's true.
I have to agree because it's such an absurd notion.
Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers for crying out loud.
Of all the things that would be a reason why someone wouldn't want to go anywhere, the time of the games, if it is true, never call him again. Never call him again. Oh, I don't want to stay up past my bedtime. Can't possibly play in a 425 window. Don't want to be on national TV. Guess what, pal? You're going to Ireland, too. That one's a prime time. That's guaranteed. Going to be a 9 a.m.er. I guess not prime time, but in its own solo window.
Yes.
I cannot believe that this is where we've landed on all of this.
Yeah, I highly doubt that this is true.
It's one of those things that's gone on so long that there are theories just growing from the ground.
That's an amazing theory because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's the bar none, while we've been doing radio together, Dorn, I have never heard something that made me go, really? That's stupid mordiness.
Yep. Yep. I could see if it was like playing in Pittsburgh in the cold weather, but
sure,
not playing indoors because you're older age and
So I totally would get that.
Yeah.
I would totally get
not,
that.
No, not.